News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Thursday, July 6th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Take advantage of great savings going on now through Saturday at Costa's Surefine Food Shop in Calrissport during their America's Birthday Sale. Save lunch on these featured items. Stock up on delicious Bush's Baked Beans, 5 15-ounce cans, $5, and Reed Salads, also 5 cans for $5. 5 packages of Surefine Cream Cheese, also $5. Assorted varieties of Surefine Pasta, 5 bags for $5. 5 bottles of Surefine Ketchup, Mustard, or Barbecue Sauce for $5. And 5 2-liter bottles of Pepsi products, also just $5. Save in Costa's Meat Department, fresh, all-natural, whole-bag chicken fryers, $1.38 a pound, and boneless chicken breast fillets, just $2.28 a pound. Make sure to check out this week's flyer for lots more great savings at Costa's Surefine Food Shop in Calrissport. Costa's Surefine, all the best for less. Like them on Facebook. Penn State says it'll be mostly clear today, a high of 78, clear tonight, low 61, mostly cloudy tomorrow with stray showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76, the threat of rain continues tomorrow night with a low of 64, on Saturday, occasional showers and thunderstorms, high of 74 and a low of 64. It is July 6th, and on this day in 1885, Louis Pasteur, famous for discovering the pasteurization process, made history again by accomplishing the first effective anti-rabies inoculation on a boy bitten by an infected dog, July 6, 1885. In today's news, legislation that would prohibit anyone to economically benefit from lying about military service or receiving decorations without merit passed unanimously in the House and Senate and has been signed into law by Governor Tom Wolf. Representative Martin Causer told Black Forest Broadcasting News the legislation will soon become law.
Act 9 of 2017 was signed into law this week by the governor, and it deals with unscrupulous individuals who seek to benefit financially by falsely identifying themselves as veterans and prescribes criminal penalties if they do so. This bill seeks to protect the honor and valor of Americans' veterans by making any misrepresentation of military service or honors for financial benefit a third-degree misdemeanor, which would be punishable by up to 1 year in prison and up to $2,500 in fines. So it'll take effect in 60 days.
Representative Martin Causer. PennDOT reports construction for a second bridge on Route 155, the Turtle Point to Larrabee Road in McKean County, is scheduled to begin soon as part of its rapid bridge replacement project. The bridge spans Rock Run, about 3 miles southeast of the village of Larrabee, and dates from 1924 and carries an average of almost 2,400 vehicles each day. Construction is expected to begin during the week of July 17th and be completed in mid-August. The contractor will finish another bridge at the intersection of Sartwell Road on Route 155 prior to moving operations to the Southern Bridge. During replacement of the second bridge, drivers will continue to follow a detour along Route 6, Route 46, the Smethport Farmers Valley Road, and Route 446 Farmers Valley to Eldred Road. And construction for a Route 120 bridge, St. Mary's to Emporium Road, spanning Big Run near the village of Truman in Cameron County, is also scheduled to begin on the week of July 17th. That bridge is 21 feet long and dates from 1925 and carries an average of almost 2,100 vehicles each day. The two are part of the 558 bridges being replaced under the Rapid Bridge Replacement Project, which is a public-private partnership between PennDOT and Plenary Walsh. In other news, a Wellsboro woman has been arrested for harassment and making false reports to law enforcement for crimes allegedly taking place in early June. Mansfield-based state police claim 40-year-old Nicole Nichols lied to police on June 9th, and during their investigation, authorities discovered Nichols had been harassing 48-year-old Lauren Walbridge also of Wellsboro, by calling and texting him numerous times at all hours of the day. State police at Countersport investigated 2 4th of July thefts. Troopers were summoned just after 3 a.m. to a camp on Route 6 in Sweden Township for a reported burglary in progress. Burglars entered the occupied house and stole 5 guns, listed as a Ruger Black Hawk 44 Magnum revolver, a Winchester Model 12 16-gauge shotgun, a Mosin Nagant 1943 rifle, a Buckwacka 50 caliber inline muzzle loader, and a Remington Model 788 243 caliber bolt action rifle. And a dog was stolen from a home in Ulysses between 8:30 p.m. and midnight Tuesday. Canine is described as being a light brown boxer wearing a pink collar at the time she disappeared. Anyone with information about either of those crimes is asked to call the Countersport Barracks at 814-274-8690. One driver was hurt in a rear-end collision Wednesday morning in Middlebury Township, Tioga County. State police report the collision occurred when David Hartman of Wellsboro was trying to turn left off of Route 287 onto Hills Creek Road, and his Chevrolet Silverado was struck in the rear by another Silverado driven by Joshua Unruh of Lawrenceville. Hartman was taken to Soldiers and Sailors Hospital for treatment of undetermined injuries. Unruh was not hurt. Both drivers escaped injury in a collision Monday afternoon on Route 287 in Middlebury Township, Tioga County. Troopers at Mansfield say the collision occurred when Angela Kaiser of Wellsboro turned her Toyota RAV4 across the northbound lane of 287 in front of a Toyota Camry driven by Tyler Evans of Tioga, which was traveling north. When Evans saw Kaiser's car entering his path, he swerved to avoid a collision, and his car went off the road into a parking area and collided with a Dodge Ram 1500. Police said that Kaiser did not make contact with either Evans or the owner of the parked unit. And troopers at Mansfield also investigated a car bear collision Monday night in Tioga Township. A Kia Optima, while headed north on Route 15, hit a bear crossing the road. The driver was unable to avoid the collision but escaped injury. Since there were no human injuries and the car could be driven from the scene, the accident is considered to be non-reportable and the driver's name was thus not released. Police did not indicate the fate of the Bruin. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Parati says our high yesterday was 77. The overnight low was 63. There was no new precipitation to report. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:54 p.m. That'll give us 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.